listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about God's perfect sacrifice. Most every ancient culture has a tradition of sacrifice. This isn't surprising, because sacrifice was part of man's approach to God from the very earliest point of human history. Adam and Eve were provided with animal skins to cover their nakedness, and those skins came from the life of an animal that was sacrificed in their place. Their sons, Cain and Abel, knew how to come to God through sacrifice. And after the flood, Noah and his sons knew about sacrifice. When the descendants of Noah spread out across the earth, they took their knowledge of sacrifice with them. This is why virtually every ancient culture knew how to come to God with sacrifice. At the same time, the sacrificial system had some significant flaws. You see, an animal might stand as the substitute for a guilty person, but it was an imperfect substitute. Something less than the man stood in place of the man. Also, as men spread out over the earth and applied the idea of sacrifice, it became more and more corrupt. The law of Moses brought men closer to God's ideal for the sacrificial system, but it could never be fulfilled until there was a perfect sacrifice. The weakness of the sacrificial system was shown in its need to continually repeat the sacrifices. Every morning and every evening, sacrifice was made at Israel's temple. When Solomon dedicated the temple, tens of thousands of animals were offered, yet the next day, the morning and evening sacrifices were still made. These imperfect sacrifices waited for fulfillment in a perfect sacrifice, the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Not only did Jesus fulfill sacrifice in a general sense, but also in the specific sacrifices required by the book of Leviticus. Truly, Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins forever, as is stated in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. So, Leviticus chapter 1 calls for a burnt offering, and Jesus fulfilled the burnt offering. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 says that Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. That's the burnt offering. Leviticus chapter 2 calls for a grain offering of the first fruits unto the Lord, and Jesus fulfilled this offering having become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. Leviticus chapter 3 calls for a peace offering, and Jesus fulfilled the peace offering because, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's found in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Leviticus chapter 4 calls for a sin offering, and Jesus became the sin offering for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Leviticus chapter 5 calls for a guilt offering. And in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, the exact same term for that kind of sacrifice is applied to Jesus when the prophet said, "For you have made his soul an offering for sin." Do you get the picture? Jesus completely fulfilled the requirements of the sacrificial system in our place. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 says it, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Today, you won't find many people thinking that they have to offer an animal sacrifice to get right or to stay right with God. But people do offer all other kinds of sacrifice, thinking there is something that they must do or endure to get right or to stay right with God. Jesus says to every one of us, "The doing is done by me, by my work on the cross. Now your place is only to believe and receive." In all this, Jesus is both the end and the fulfillment of the sacrificial system. Friend, if you've already trusted in the work of Jesus in your place, then by all means enjoy the standing that his work gives you. Believe and receive blessing from God today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.